Brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What's keeping you from stepping outside the box? It's time to join those who are following their dreams and changing their life. Welcome to Journey to Gold with your host, CJ. In our program, you'll meet some amazing people with a new attitude. And through the Dream Quest Challenge with Josie Pasentino, you'll hear artists who are making a difference. Find out how you, too, can follow your dream and live the life you've always wanted. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Aloha! And thank you for stepping outside the box to be with us today. You know, we have a great show lined up for you. Lots of exciting stuff. First of all, I want to thank every one of you listeners out there. We just started receiving some reports on the show, and I learned that we have listeners from 64 countries around the world. Wow, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, and keep listening. We just appreciate you so much. Now, tonight's show is called Dancing with the Universe, and that may sound kind of strange to some of you, but weird and wonderful things happen when you become aligned with the universe and find the path you're supposed to be on. You know, your whole world just opens up, and part of this dance with the universe is giving back to help others along the way. After we've reached a certain point. Now tonight our first guest is truly dancing with the universe. Michael John has been a hairstylist for over 20 years and dedicated his Tuesdays to styling hair for residents at the Get Love homeless shelter. Now as it would happen, one thing led to another, and today he has a nonprofit organization that provides hairstyle and makeup services to economically disadvantaged women, help them get back into the workforce. Joining us now from West Hollywood, Southern California, is Michael John Derricott, founder of Makeovers That Matter. Aloha, MJ.
Aloha, CJ. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about yourself?
Oh, my gosh, never better.
Well, thank you so much for being able to take the time to be with us. I know you're at an event right now, right?
Actually, I have just come back. I was styling a client's hair who was filming an infomercial, and they finished just a little bit early, so I was able to get on the freeways and travel back from Pasadena with plenty of time to get here, so I'm sitting in my own little salon in West Hollywood, and so excited to speak with you.
Well, I'm really excited to have you with us. You know, like I said, you're just the perfect example of what happens when you just manage to put one foot in front of the other and you do one thing and you start giving back and you're on the right path and things just open up.
Yeah, it's true. You set your mind towards doing something that is helpful, and now I'm thrilled. I think I've got something going here, though it's launched in Los Angeles. I believe it has national and international potential.
Oh, I absolutely agree, definitely. Now, was there, what comes to mind for me is I wanted to ask whether or not there was a particular event or situation that gave you the idea or caused you to look at this on a larger scale.
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of things. I've been doing hair and loving styling women's hair for a long, long time. So I have experience and I know I've watched what happens when someone sits in my chair and I'm able to like give them a look that makes them feel attractive and sexy and beautiful and it brings out something inside of them. So I know what happens, how hair and your visual appearance can really transform how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So in my own desires to make 2012 a year of being of service and having my experience at Get Love, I realized that there was, I wanted to know, I was thinking, who are the women that I'd really like to get to that the time that I spend doing their hair or whatever would actually make an impact and a change in their life. And that's what just came to me. Well, women who are actively trying to better their own lives and get back into the workforce, well, a makeover might really make a difference in whether or not they become hired and then get back on their feet and have a whole different life of being able to rely on themselves and not on the government or other people's funding. It's something that I thought would be a real beneficial, impactful part of their process.
Well, I know that you just light up when you know that you're looking good, you're feeling good, and I can imagine the transformation that happens with what you just described when you know women are trying to, when someone is down on their luck or they're trying to get back into the swing of things because of whatever circumstance kicked them off track, for lack of a better term. It takes a bit to kind of get back in the swing of things, and I can only imagine how do they find you?
Well, what I have done is I've reached out to currently 7 different organizations here in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
and so because there's a lot of places like Dress for Success, Welfare to Work, the Downtown Women's Center, Chrysalis, mm-hmm. the Good Shepherd Shelter for Abused Women and Children. There's a lot of places, and I'm continuing to find different organizations who are assisting women getting back into the workforce by providing them with resumes or clothing or how to do a proper interview and job placement programs for women.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these organizations, I realize there's nobody stepping in and providing those women with hair and makeup services. Now, I want you to know my program is not just about doing someone's hair and then saying, go out and, you know, good luck on your interview, because that's not really, I mean, 4 weeks, you know, as a woman, 4 to 6 weeks later, you need your hair done again. So, and I realize as well that, you know, when you're down on your luck and you're just getting employed, you're going to need some time to get back on your feet.
Yeah.
So myself and the stylists who are going to be working with me, we are going to be committing and to maintaining their hair for one full year once they are employed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely. It's so they have time to really get back on their feet. Now that once they're employed, it will be on a pay as you are able basis.
Mm-hmm.
But during their interview process, we're going to offer them, you know, a hair service or two that is going to be completely complimentary.
Well, you know, that leads me to another thought that kind of crossed my mind, and that's empty nesters. Because you do have a sliding scale type of payment arrangement, is there any way that empty nesters can benefit from your services, or is it specifically or exclusively economically disadvantaged women?
Well, what the organization is really focused on are economically disadvantaged women who
mm-hmm.
Are reentering the workforce. I mean, the truth is, I wish I had 1,000 hours a week.
Just I hear you.
About to absolutely everybody who needs a haircut for less. But there's a lot of salons, actually, that offer services for a much discounted price.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, since I have my own bills to pay as well, there's a limited amount of time that myself and other stylists are going to have. But I wanted to, you know, that's why I really wanted to focus and really who is the woman that I'm looking for to help.
I got you.
Yeah.
So how does a stylist, how do you select your stylist? Or if someone's listening and they want to get involved, what are your requirements for them?
That's a wonderful question. Because, okay, what I enjoy as a stylist, of course, I love technically and artistically creating something beautiful. But something else that is as if not more important is the fact that bringing to this person's experience being like their cheerleader, really helping them feel better about themselves and letting them know that it's really a shift of attitude and knowing that they're absolutely worthy of employment. They're worthy of having a bigger, brighter, more abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the stylist, if they are interested in getting in touch with me, they would simply send me an email, which would be mj@makeoversthatmatter.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I would go do is I would want to have, you know, a brief time in their company to sort of assess, you know, where their energy is at. Because I think it's really important that the salons or the stylists that work with me are welcoming and wanting and really loving these women.
Yeah.
So that they can leave not only looking good, but really feeling good.
I hear you, definitely. Because this is all about a spiritual journey as well that, you know, you and I have spoken, we've talked about that before. Because it's really part of reinventing yourself. It's part of her spiritual journey because she's, you know, she's entering another chapter.
Absolutely. You know, I think that the whole, what brought me to starting this organization, and I think what changes not just my life, but anybody's life who wants to change, you know, if I track myself back, how I came through with this journey of Makeovers That Matter and what brought me to this point, it's really, it tracks back to June of 2010 when I made very specific changes to my own spiritual practice.
Uh-huh.
And I started meditating on a daily basis. I did whatever I could to surrender to spiritual principle, and I decided to listen to intuition. Now, those are all kind of topics that are not necessarily about hair or job interviewing, but those are topics that I have such a passion about because they've literally changed my life.
Yeah.
And so I talk about all of those kinds of things and just share my own personal experience and strength and with everybody, you know, with the people that I get to do in my salon. And because of those changes that I made, it just one thing led me to another that has now caused me to be in a position where I'm starting an organization that is going to, I believe, help thousands and thousands of women on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can give that, any kind of that little inspiration or offer my own experience and whatever they can take from it, I believe that any individual who's willing to do those three things will watch their lives transform from the inside out and complete abundance. And, you know, when we talk about abundance, you know, people, most people think it's just financial abundance, and that's not excluded.
Yeah.
I believe that we are heirs to the kingdom. And the kingdom of peace of mind, the kingdom of joy, the kingdom of physical and material abundance. I think that we are heirs to that, but it takes a conscious shift, and it takes a willingness to do the work to get there. And when I'm talking about that, it's like what I talked about, those three changes I made in my spiritual practice.
Exactly.
And, well, it's changed everything for me and continues to do so.
I definitely relate because, I mean, I've been through, you know, I've been through a similar transformation myself. So I can't believe we're almost out of time. I want to thank you so much for being able to be with us. And I can't wait till we can do this again, Michael.
I look forward to it as well. I look forward in checking in with you and letting you know what's going on with the organization and where it's grown to and where it's going.
I can't wait. For any of you listeners out there, if you would like to donate to Makeovers That Matter, you can send your check to 912 North La Cienega Boulevard, Suite C, in Los Angeles, 90069. Or if you'd like to get a hold of MJ, you can also send your correspondence to that address as well. Well, we got to run, MJ, but thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and thank you, CJ. Talk to you soon.
All right, we will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, don't go away, folks. We've got financial whisperer Peggy Burdick, who's next. And right now we're going to listen to our featured artist for the month, Chad Scott, and his single, Smile For Me. Be right back.
Yeah. takes the pain away, makes me turn around, jumping up to shout and say, smile, little ways make every day like a sunny day. Evil knows good thing grows in the sunshine.
Listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. And now is the time we bring you guest experts who have stepped outside the box to make a difference. And Peggy Burdick specializes in helping women with financial issues, not exclusively women, but specifically she specializes in our emotional relationship to money. And Peggy's been working with economically disadvantaged women as well. So she is here with us right now to shed some light on why it's so hard for women to step outside the welfare line. Aloha, Peggy.
Aloha. I love the way you do that.
What?
I can't talk right now. I'm going to get Michael on the phone and get a makeover. Is my mascara on right? No, that was great. He really, you know, probably what one of the things that's so important is if you look at people as a whole picture, how you look and how you feel are very connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful what he's doing because it really enables people to really step outside their box of their poverty mentality or the cycle that people tend to get in about money. But it's more about other things as well. They all become kind of collateral damage of the source.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you know, it's really a difficult cycle to break.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can understand from my point of view, how, you know, I think we get comfortable with even the discomfort. And And it's just hard to imagine that it's going to be any other way. And before we know it, a temporary situation turns into a lifestyle.
Well, here's the thing. Being comfortable with it really, really is about identity. It's if you view yourself or think of yourself as X, you will always find a way to support that way of viewing yourself, which very often is very diminished. It's not really who you are. And as I keep trying to share with people, it's that your life is on two tracks, one of adaptation to survive and one of authenticity. So the track that's adapted to survive, it doesn't suit you well as you get older. Mm-hmm. And people get trapped because they constantly go back to how they actually felt before they were 5 years old. That's what keeps them engaged. And it appears in all sorts of metaphors and symbols as collateral damage as they get older, so it gets very complicated. But it's actually very simple if people build self-awareness, and people are scared to, which is why they don't want to go into therapy, or they don't want to ask why.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely deep work. It can be painful.
Yep.
And it's scary as heck, because I remember the words coming out of my mouth many years ago. I'm afraid that there won't be any of me left by the time we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that from your clients?
You know, it's not that they articulate it that way as much as it is. It feels to them like it's a life and death struggle. And it's because, remember, you're 4 years old, and you're being asked to push this sofa down a football field, and it has no casters, and you're 4 years old.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you have the body of a 44-year-old, and you look and you act, I mean, not just about you act, but you look like you're competent and that you can manage on your own. But in fact, you can't. And that's where the conflict and the crashes, I mean, the huge car crash comes in with each other, is that your adapted self does not want to let go. And because they don't trust themselves, they don't believe that they can carry on and they can live healthy. They keep reverting back to being unhealthy and had this more of an emotional poverty mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So what Michael does, and you sometimes have on a speaker, a Sophie Biddle, who talks about health,
mm-hmm.
all these pieces connect together because it comes from the same source of feeling damaged and being fearful mm-hmm. that you cannot survive. And you know, you're right. The four-year-old would not have been able to survive as a four-year-old. But, of course, now you're older and you can. So the catch really is to develop the tools, to take the tools, develop the skills to save your own life. That's what self-awareness is really about.
So is that how you help your clients essentially bridge the gap or cross that bridge?
Yeah, because the whole point of it is I will illuminate what the real source of the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
They'll walk in with one set of behaviors, and I'll say, yeah, this is really about that. Yeah, okay. So even though we can identify that, they need tools. They need something to work through it. So, for example, one of the tools that works effectively always, always, always is my list of 10 and 10. 10 things you like, 10 things you dislike.
Mm-hmm.
So people get cranky when they don't get their needs met. And crankiness, of course, can, really advance into being full-blown anger and violence and whatever, but it always goes back to not getting your needs met. Well, you're 24 now, or you're 44 now. It's your responsibility to get your needs met. So when you take your list of 10 and 10, and let's say you're cranky, right? You take out the list, and you look down the list of things you like. What gives you pleasure? And it's a list that you made without judgment. It doesn't matter what it is. One of my favorite things on my list is the drink umbrellas, right? That goes, you go get a tropical drink. Well, because you people in Hawaii probably invented the umbrella. Anyway. So that's one of my favorite things. Reading, one of my favorite things. So if I find myself, really being in a box and I just can't seem to get out of my own way, I think about things on my list and I go do them for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, doesn't matter. But it helps me shift.
Yeah.
Conversely, the list of things you don't like, I don't do well with noise. So if I'm going into a situation that I know is going to be noisy, I get my mouth guard on, I get my shoulder pads, I get my knee pads, I get my cleats. I buckle up for protection, to protect that piece of myself, or else, you know what, I'm going to be swept into the vortex, and I'm going to get really grouchy because I don't like all that noise.
Mm-hmm.
So I know ahead of time. Again, everything comes back, CJ, to knowing yourself.
I'm the same way about noise.
Oh, really? Oh, then you and I are never going to a concert together.
No. It's a bunch of chitter-chatter, and it gets on my nerves after a while. It's like, okay, shut up already.
Yeah, really. It's bad. You know, I'm very visual. So when people are yakking, it's like I have to create pictures to understand what they're talking about. And then I kind of just lose, I drop my charcoal because I can't keep up with them. I have my own mental sign language, you know.
So you know, our emotions are so tied into money. And when we were young, is when our relationship with money was established, right?
No.
No?
No. People make this big mistake because they have all these money coaches and money therapists and all these people that run around. They try to look at, hold on 1 second, the pattern in your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, forget about that. It has nothing to do with that for the most part. It has to do that you have chosen money as a way to express your angst about the stuff you felt at 5. Because why does someone pick weight? Why does someone pick drinking? Why does someone pick a lack of intimacy with their kids? There's a whole bunch of things people pick to express that pain. And that pain is about unexpressed feelings before you were 5 years old. It gets trapped like cement.
Mm. It's so just another tool.
It is. The tool is to be able to go back and acknowledge when it happened.
Mm.
It's not everyone can figure out what it's really about because you live in the present and it's all a metaphor. It's all a symbol.
Yeah.
So the messages you may have gotten about money growing up, okay, but the damage is much older and deeper and has nothing to do with money. Because remember, kids don't know what money is.
Mm-hmm.
The only currency a child has really are their feelings. When a newborn baby, what do they do? They hold the baby, they try to get the baby to smile. If the baby smiles, everyone's laughing. Ah, the child sees, they smile back, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the baby gets cranky because he's hungry or he's wet, it's like, whoa, get away from me, here, you go change this child. And they get passed from person to person to get changed or to get fed. As opposed to, it's okay to have your feelings. It doesn't matter what they are. What matters is how you deal with them. Do you get cranky, you take a baseball bat and hit somebody? No. You go up to the person and say, you know, I'm angry at you. I'm disappointed in you.
So let me divert just for a second or digress. We're almost out of time. We have a couple minutes. When someone can't, you know, the welfare cycle is very hard to break. So is it because that we haven't dealt with our emotions or with that damage, we haven't managed to find a way to heal from it or cope with it, that we just recreate the same situation?
Yes, because that's all the person knows.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the key is to go into a situation with someone who's in the system and teach them and then give them a choice. Power is everything. That's what depression comes from, for the most part, is a lack of power.
Yeah.
Feeling you don't have the power. These people in poverty, combination of, they feel powerless and they're angry.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get their needs met growing up.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us and helping us understand a little more about, helping me understand a little more about, you know, our emotions and relationship with money and how, you know, how this all works, because I still was under the impression that because of how I saw money being used when I was a child, that affected my relationship with money as I became an adult.
Yeah, no, it's more complicated. And you know what I encourage people to do is go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, and get a free PDF copy of my book.
Exactly, that's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. No, it's my pleasure to do this. It lays out a lot of this. It gives them tools. It gives them language. That's a big help for everybody, CJ.
That's terrific. Okay, well, I will definitely, and that's That's PeggyBurdick.com, or is that Financial Whisperer?
Yeah, FinancialWhisperer.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the page. It says either blog or newsletter. Sign up, and I'll get a message, and I'll have one of the people in my office send the book out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Peggy.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
All righty. Well, okay. I can't wait till we do this again. You have a fabulous weekend.
Thanks, Annie. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. Well, we're going to take a break right now. The final rounds of the Dream Quest Challenge are next, so don't go anywhere. Be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers.
We're so far from reality.
Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development. Technology and accounting, what a combination! But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation, doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. And now we're in the final rounds of the Dream Quest Challenge, and Josie Pasentino is here to bring you the last of the challengers. Hi, Josie.
Hey, CJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. I am excited because we are going to be doing another recap tonight.
I can't wait. Take it away.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dream Quest Challenge right here on Journey to Gold. I'm Josie Pasentino, your host. And like I just mentioned, I'll be finalizing the review of the rest of the challengers tonight by playing some snippets of their songs for you to hear. And voting for your favorites will close tonight at midnight, so please get in as many votes as you can because your votes are the only thing that counts. That will help us select a winner, so your votes are very, very important. When you vote for your favorites, it'll go to the in front of the judges, and we'll submit the top five contestants to the judges, and they'll select the winner, which is going to be really, really hard. You all are good. So your votes are very important. Remember, you can vote as often as you like through text by texting the word GOLD and the contestant's last name to 411-247. And for international or computer voting, you can go to www.journeytogold.com, click on the contestant page, and vote for your favorites right there. Super easy. And you could vote. Now let's take a listen to some snippets. Let's start from some of our challengers in tonight's review. Up first is Wayne Jacobs. He entered two songs into our Dream Quest Challenge. I know you guys remember him. He's amazing. So let's take a listen to his first song titled My Tennessee Girl, and we'll be right back.
It's 6 in the morning, she hears a train a-coming. The wheels are a-humming to our Johnny Cash song as the train rolls in. The brakes begin to sing for my Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. My Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. She waits in the rain until the train rolls in. She's the girl of my dreams, she's as cute as they come. She always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. I said she always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. It's 7 in the morning, we're hugging and a-kissing. The wheels are a-humming to our Johnny Cash song as the train rolls out. My heart begins to melt for my Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. My Tennessee girl.
Now, let's take a listen to the second song Wayne Jacobs submitted. Here is Kentucky Whiskey. Let's play it.
Honey, I came home late last night and you broke my heart in two. I knew you'd been drinking by the smell of your breath. That whiskey's got a hold of you. You had a half-hidden bottle, your ashtray's full. There was leftover takeout food. But damn, that Kentucky whiskey will be the death of you. Honey, that Kentucky whiskey will end up killing you. Ready or not, I'm leaving you. It's called tough love, you had it coming, Mary Lou. There's more to life than the bottom of a bottle, spending all my money on booze. There's more to life than this crazy way of living. Is it me or the drink you choose?
Up next, now I know you all remember the fantastic Mark Regula of the Ivory Tower Project submitted his song titled My Name. Let's take a listen.
Lost in a world where nobody knows you, and leading a life where nobody showed you how to survive. Out on your own, with no assistance, facing the truth, without resistance, still I'm alive. They're gonna know my name. It's almost impossible. It's on the fast. It's on the plane. They're gonna know my name.
Now, let's listen to the fantastic Maggie Baugh and her song titled Tennessee Dream. Let's do it.
Woke up this morning, got out of bed, grabbed my six-string guitar, hear another song in my head. Yeah, lyric on my mind, the bells down to ring, I'm running out of time. Yeah, I got a Tennessee dream. I wanna be right in the middle, fiddles and the sway, pour my heart and soul out in every song I sing, rocking it down the Broadway. That's where I wanna be. I've gotta get to Tennessee Dream.
Now, let's take a listen to Sartha Kalyani. And the song he submitted titled Self-Composed Sufi Song, I hope I'm saying that correctly, here we go. Audrey Tucker submitted one of her songs to us. Here is Smoke and Whiskey.
I told him, kiss me where the sun don't shine. So I raised the stakes from a big mistake, cause I still got bills to pay. Went on and cashed my check, the last one I'll get. Tomorrow is another day. Goodbye, good life, bring on the rain. Now I know what it feels like, just to have to numb the pain.
3, 2, 1.
I'm gonna dance a little, sing a little, and rock it till the morning light. I'm gonna drink a little, spend a little, just to taste the spice of life.
The final song we will hear tonight is Ron Walton's song, Boogie Woogie Baby. Here we go.
You set souls on fire every time you turn it on. You got more than what it really takes to make this feeling strong. You get my body grooving. You get me a movie all around the floor. It's that feeling, honey, I can't miss. You leave me wanting all of this and more.
Love it. That was amazing. And I want to mention next week on the Dream Quest Challenge, we will announce the winner. To see and hear all of our challengers right now, please just go to journeytogold.com and click on the contestants page. Remember, right now we are in the final hours for everyone to vote. Remember to text in a vote for your favorites. Just text the word gold and the contestant's last name to 411-247. You could also vote from the contestants page at journeytogold.com, and you can use that site for international voting as well. Remember, voting ends midnight Pacific time. And I'm Jessica Santino, and I'll be back next week when we will share the winner of the Dream Quest Challenge. Woo! This is going to be amazing. Until then, keep your quest for your dreams alive. Bye, everyone.
Listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We just heard some great artists. We were listening to Josie Milner, who's a teen country artist, with her single Not Pretty Enough, and a quick snippet from Xander, Rockin' Growl Records with his Under a Darkened Sky, and last of all, Amy Rose, who's our Canadian country artist, with her single I Just Want You to Know. And now we have Laura Casares is with us again, our certified Dream Builder coach, and she's here to help us understand how important it is to change our perception to realize our dreams. Aloha, Laura.
Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thank
hello?
You. Thank you. Yes.
Changing our perception, it is so important because 99% of our reality is our perception.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of us walking around with resentment.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel stuck. And I bring this up because, you know, the best way to change perception, believe it or not, is through the use of forgiveness. Ooh.
Mm.
Yes. And the reason why I'm bringing it up, and I'm going to focus on it this week and a little, and next week too, preview of next week, is because nothing frees our heart more than forgiveness. You know, a lot of people, you know, are in resentment and don't even realize it because they just think that some things just aren't worthy of forgiveness. I know I felt that way, and perhaps a lot of your listeners have felt that way,
mm-hmm.
but there's really something very important to learn about forgiveness. It's like being in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as someone is jailed, there has to be someone keeping them in jail, a jailer. And so while this event is going on, there's two people that are stuck. And forgiveness frees the one who is jailed, the one in the doghouse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, it frees the jailer to a life of greater freedom, fullness, and joy. And you know, and that's what dream building is all about, is to take our life to the next level, to have a bigger life full of greater freedom and fullness and joy. And so that's why it's important to take a look at this idea of forgiveness. And like most important things in life, it's a practice. And practice is about doing things over and over again, getting better and better. however, not necessarily being perfect. So it is a lifelong process. And, you know, it's easy to say, you know what, I can't, or I just don't want to. That person doesn't deserve my attention or forgiveness. And, you know, that's important. It's an important thing to recognize. I know I've been in that place. And the first place I start and the first place I tell people to start is to think of this. There's a spiritual practice called the Course of Miracles. And in it, it says that every act is either an expression of love or a call for love. And sometimes that call for love is really unskilled. Oh. And so if we can just think of life in terms of that, of our interactions with people in terms of that, just that thought can really change things. I know that if I'm able to see every act as either an expression of love or a call for love, sometimes it just is a little bit unskilled, that allows me to feel a little bit compassion. And then if I can feel compassion, that paves the way for forgiveness. Now I know people out there say, wait a minute, forgiveness? That person is just mean, or that person is, you know, kind of, they just aren't very nice, and they do mean things to people, or
it makes it kind of tough, that's
there,
for sure.
Pardon? What?
It makes it kind of tough when you're experiencing that.
Absolutely. So what I say to that is, I understand that, and I'm not saying that you have to put yourself out there with people who are hurtful, or that you actually have to put yourself in harm's way. I don't mean that at all. That's it's important to take care of oneself. But it does mean that I can better understand and have compassion towards someone else's behavior. And again, it all starts with compassion. And that shift from seeing compassion, that's where the shift of perception comes in. Again, the Course in Miracles builds on this, and it says that forgiveness is a shift in perception that removes a block in me to my awareness of love's presence. So bottom line is, that resentment and that place where I don't want to forgive anybody, there's a block in me. And if I can forgive, I can take my blinders off. I can help me see what I couldn't see before. And it allows me to see that love is always and everywhere present. And that's where freedom is in the power to love. And again, sometimes forgiveness can be very hard, and that's why I say it's a process. Mm-hmm. We learn to walk by falling down. And I really wish that forgiveness was one-time event, snap and it's done. But it's not so. just like a baby learns to walk by falling down and continuing to get back up, that's what we do. We continually put one foot in front of the other in our interactions with people with forgiveness. And each time we take that step, we get a little better at it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know about you, but I play out scenarios like, I like to go back and change time in my head. If we could only talk about it this way, I would say this. Or if that person could only see my point of view. I really like that one the best.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, my way's the right way.
Uh-huh.
Rumi, a Persian poet, described, when we just can't seem to get people to look at things our way, we're born understanding each other, that our souls can meet in that place. And souls don't need to forgive each other. They're born forgiving each other. And so, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, we meet each other. Mm. And our souls completely understand each other. And so when it seems hard, that kind of helps me, that our souls are connected and happy and joyful, and it frees me up from being perfect in this practice. So that makes me feel a little better sometimes when I feel clumsy around it.
I hear you.
I guess I just want to leave you with that.
Well, I can't believe we're out of time. It just goes by so fast, and you have such wonderful information, and every time it's like, I want more, I want more.
Well, next week I will give you more around forgiveness with actual more specific philosophies and practice. So
sounds great.
There's a teaser.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. Everyone out there, if you want more information or you want to contact Laura and you have a specific question, her number is 626-652-2557. Thanks again, Laura. I can't wait till next week.
Thanks, CJ. Take good care.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's our show for tonight, folks. I want to thank you for being with us, and I really hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you to all of our sponsors for their generosity and support for independent thinkers and independent artists. And don't forget, at midnight Pacific time tonight, all voting for the Dream Quest Challenge will be closed. So this is your last chance to vote for your favorite challenger. The top five finalists will be selected tomorrow and submitted to our industry judges, who will select the winner. And that challenger will be announced next week. So make sure to come back for the announcement for the winner of this season's Dream Quest Challenge. Remember, all your dreams are possible. The key is, don't ever give up. No matter where you are in your life and no matter what's going on, no matter how bad it may seem, one thing you can be sure of, it will change. So have a great weekend, everybody. Feed your spirit. Aloha.
That's all for this week. Be sure to join CJ for Journey to Gold every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Thanks again for listening. Step outside the box and make it a weekend to remember.